Why do you think people have to kill other people because of different ideas of how to approach God? Did you ever think about that? Now, Stephen, you know, today we have this text. We read chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, and then we skip all the way over to chapter 7, verses 54 and following. And you miss the whole speech of Stephen, the reason why they killed him. I guess they figure, well, the day after Christmas, everybody's tired. But if I were you, I'd go home and read it. Why? Because, you see, did God tell them to build a temple? Well, he let them build one anyway, surely. So what's Stephen's problem? You see how we're always called to move on. The temple was wonderful. It really was. But then the temple came, the house of God. In this human body dwells the Word of God. So now the other one is out of date. And you have to keep up with God. And so Stephen, in that long speech, is trying to say, look, it's very hard to stay faithful to God because He's always moving. He's going somewhere. He's bringing this world to a conclusion. And we have to keep up with Him. And so, when I have my life as I think it ought to be, and somebody comes along and says, you have to change here and change there, I can be very upset. And that's what happened to Stephen. So I urge you to read. They argued with him and could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke, which is exactly what Jesus promised, right? It's exactly what he promised. And then we skip all the way down. When they heard this, what? The whole speech. That's why I urge you to go home and read it. It traces Stephen confronting his people with how many times we have failed not to keep up with God. And so, that's why Jesus warns them in the gospel, when you go out and preach. At that time, they weren't quite sure what they were going to preach. They did preach that the kingdom of God was about to break in. But then he's talking about when I die and rise, and then you go out. They'll hand you over to courts, scourge you in their synagogues. You will be led before governors and kings. Didn't all that happen to Jesus? Exactly. As a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. Why not? You see, because the Spirit of your Father will be speaking with you. How do we maintain the Spirit of our Father? Love. Stephen loved these people. He loved them enough to be trying to call them out of where they were. Not only the outmoded practices, but the narrow-mindedness, the hatred, the bigotry, the self-satisfying, you know, being self-satisfied. He loved them enough to call them out of that. And why did he have such wisdom? Now, if we apply that to our life right now, to move on, what does that mean? It means to look at our contemporaries and see what a mess we're in and find a word to bring them to Christ, to pray for them. Our Lady has come to this earth. Somebody's counted them, in the last century, like 30 to 40 times. Always with the same message. Pray. Pray. Say the rosary. It's amazing what stock she puts in the rosary. Every day, pray. Do sacrifices for the sake of those who don't know what's going on and are being led away. It's amazing what, and they all say the same thing. I was reading a book about part of this, and the Lord in His mercy all of a sudden just impressed upon me, this is real. Mary of Nazareth, who gave birth to my Son, who is eternal God, is appearing many, many times in many, many places in the world. Mary, the Mother of God, is doing this. So we have to catch up to God. There's many ways we're supposed to be helping our neighbors. Preaching, signs and wonders. But the key is prayer. And sacrifices. Those little children at Fatima, they were 8 and 10 years old. Doing penance for sinners. It's amazing, isn't it? I think that's why we have this witness. It's not so much the pain and the dying and being killed. It's the clarity and the love for everybody. That will drive us to be faithful to the truth for their sake. We can't part from the truth no matter what, but it's for their sake. We have to find ways to mediate the truth. So that, I think, is why the church says, well, now that you're full of turkey and fruitcake, great. Wonderful. But don't forget, this isn't heaven. Not only do you have to shape up your own life, but you have been so graced. Make sure that you take your privilege seriously to tell other people about what life is all about. And who I am, and what I've done for them, and what I promise them for all eternity.